Good evening, Rabbi.
Good evening.
Following up on the question that was asked before, how can you prove that the Torah really exists?
Yes.
So you said that anyone can write a book and say, I claim it's true, so it's true.
No, not at all. I rejected that.
No, that's right. So you're saying that's not correct.
But it doesn't necessarily mean it's true.
Right, but we don't observe everything that's written in books. And for some reason, we do observe what's written in the Torah.
Of course, if there's a book of laws, you have to follow it. Look, there's a book of laws for the state of Israel, and even if you don't know the book, you still have to follow it. If you don't follow it, you'll be punished.
How do I see that you actually respond to it?
You don't even need to see the book. They tell you there's a law.
A long time ago, and now we're told we have to observe it.
Let me ask you something. Do you know the Jewish holidays?
Yes.
Which holidays do you know?
All the holidays.
The holidays. Passover is in memory of what?
The Exodus from Egypt.
Shavuot is in memory of what?
That we received the Torah.
Very good. You see, you do though.
That's what they told me. That's what...
Rami?
When I was little.
Right. Did we celebrate these holidays last year?
Yes.
The year before?
Yes.
3 years ago?
Yes.
4 years ago?
Yes.
When did they start?
All right then.
Since the Exodus from Egypt, right? Why?
I don't know that.
Why do we commemorate the Exodus from Egypt if it didn't happen?
Because that's what they tell me. Because it's written in the book that that's what happened.
I see. So, let's decide now. This year we'll make a new holiday. The holiday of the splitting of the Tel Aviv Sea.
All right, so we can, and we'll write it in a book and an...
And will anyone celebrate this holiday?
In a few thousand years, it could happen.
Why a few? If they see it's never been done, why would they start now?
Then it will happen.
Again.
As it, you write whatever you wanted and people would do it, won't they? No.
If I write all sorts of things for you in a book right now, and I command you in the book to observe them, will you do it?
Maybe, I don't know.
If it's possible, then why don't you observe the Bible?
What do you mean, why don't I observe it?
You say it's possible, so why don't you observe it?
I don't observe it because I don't think it's right.
So think about every book like that. Why should people actually keep to any book?
Not all recorded was seen.
So no book is actually observed.
Right.
Even the law book.
The law book obliges me. I can't just do...
That also obliges you. Don't listen. You can choose not to listen. It's nothing. You can just not listen.
Why should I have to listen?
I'll explain. Since there were witnesses to the giving of the Torah, and those witnesses were with them, the children, the grandchildren, the grandparents, the great-grandfather and great-grandmother, and everyone was present, millions. And they began to celebrate the holidays in memory of the events they had witnessed. They were there for the 10 plagues. They were there for the Exodus from Egypt. They were there at the splitting of the Red Sea. They were there when the manna fell. They were there when the quails came.
I can't prove any of this. I don't know.
So let me explain. If they were, and they passed it on, kept it as a memento, and made it a memorial. And this is written in the Book of Laws, and they received the Book of Laws at that very event. And in the Book of Laws it is written that they were present. Your own eyes have seen, not those of a stranger. Your own ears have heard, not someone else's. If all this is written and they received the book and continued it, there is no doubt that the book is genuine. No more. Rather, it is necessary to read from the book on Mondays, Thursdays, Sabbaths and festivals, and to lift up the book in all Jewish communities and say, "This is the Torah that Moses set before the children of Israel." It is exactly the same Torah, and for thousands of years the Torah has been preserved in its precise form, with the festivals celebrated on the exact same days and at the exact same times. Everyone knows what the festivals mean. On Passover, we eat matzah. On Sukkot, we sit in sukkahs. On Shavuot, the giving of the Torah. Everyone knows what is done on these festivals. That is to say, it has been passed down continuously through all the generations without interruption. So this is ongoing testimony. No other nation in the world has such a book. And the proof is that the nations of the world hold this book as the basis for their religions, such as Christianity and Islam. What more reliable and enduring testimony could you want than that?
Another question.
But did you understand?
Right.
Is that acceptable to you?
It was acceptable even before. I just wanted to clarify it.
Thank you very much.
I have another question. If there is someone who does want to persevere but finds it a bit difficult, you know, he says, I will study Torah every day and all that, but then when the time comes, I don't have the energy, I give up, I want to go and do something else.
Let me tell you, there's a secret in what I tell people about studying for 2 hours in a speech fast. If you manage to subdue your inclination for 2 consecutive hours to study Torah in a speech fast, to be connected with the Holy One, blessed be He, for a fixed 2 hours, not necessarily at the same time every day, but 2 consecutive hours each day for 3 months, this practice will build you up beyond measure.
But how do I get myself to study for 2 hours?
A brave decision. Either you are worth something or you are worth nothing.
It's hard.
Still, if you decide that you are worth something, then you will commit to those 2 hours. If you decide that you're worth nothing, you'll never manage to do anything at all, ever. Be well.